Legislature still at it up in Pierre. A lot of bills being looked at, committees meeting. And today, the Appropriations Committee, the Senate Appropriations Committee, looking at SB 90, that Senate Bill 90 dealing with the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And a guy following the legislature for South Dakota Public Broadcasting joining us on the fan line. Birthday boy yesterday, Nate Weck. Happy birthday, yeah, for a belated happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, 24 already. Years are just flying by.
You are the already. Same age as RG3. He had a birthday yesterday, too, you know.
Yep.
And so does...
be a lot of, Abe Lincoln, I mean, there's a lot of people, it seems, that have their birthday.
Bill Russell. Bill Russell.
Tom Billiter.
Tom Billiter, Augustana men's coach. His birthday was yesterday, too.
This is quite the month to have a birthday.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. There's a brilliant seven-day stretch. I'm just throwing it out there.
What the heck was going on 9 months ago? All right. Anyway, let's talk about SB 90, about the Activities Association. Can you give us just a quick reference to what it really means that lawmakers are trying to do?
Yeah, basically what they're trying to do, Senate Bill 90 would open up. It basically would make the South Dakota High School Activity Association abide by the open meeting laws that currently the school board, city councils, all those types of different organizational entities have to abide by. So that's what they're trying to enforce for the High School Activities Association to do. So they'd have to make all their documents available on the internet before meetings, have documents available at the meetings, take good notes of the minutes that went on, all that type of stuff to abide by all the different regulations in the law.
So it went through the Senate Appropriations Committee. What was the result this morning in Pierre, Nate?
Yeah, it actually, there was different testimony going on, and the Senate Appropriations Committee ended up unanimously passing it 9-0 to send it down to the Senate floor. So that'll be added to the agenda early next week, I think. It's been kind of crazy because there's so many bills that are on the agendas that bills that are near the back end get deferred to the next day. So it's kind of hard right now to say which day exactly that this is going to reach the Senate floor and into a discussion. But it did pass the Senate Appropriations, so it does go down to the Senate floor.
Well, at least there was debate from officials from the South Dakota High School Activities Association. The lawyer for the group did argue that they feel they shouldn't have to abide by some of the open meeting laws that other public entities have.
Yeah, and I think they look at themselves, I think they've been listed as a private nonprofit group. So they feel that by the current laws for the open meeting, it would not abide by what their group and their entity is trying to do. They passed a resolution at the end of last, or at the last High School Activity Association meeting where they had that, where they ended up going into the executive meeting.
Yep.
Committee for a while. That kind of drew a lot of controversy. But at that, they ended up passing a resolution saying that we're going to abide by the open meeting laws to an extent, because what they're looking at right now is they look at it and they say, well, now this is going to also get into releasing information about student athletes, and we believe that that should remain private to an extent, based on what their eligibility might be. If a student's gotten in trouble academically, that type of thing, they want to make sure that that kind of information can stay private. So I think they want to abide by the open meeting laws, but they want to make sure that they do it in their own way so that they're not putting the student athletes at risk.
How contentious could it get, Nate, if there is that discussion? You talk about the privacy. And is that something that had come up before today? Because when we're talking about, well, you want to abide by the open meeting laws, but still there has to be some degree of privacy. How contentious could that get on the floor next week?
You know, I think it's an interesting point, because I think, you know, now it's been made public that this is, you know, that this is one of the opposition viewpoints. So I think the lawmakers are going to listen to this committee. They're going to prepare for it. And you know, it's hard to say, you know, where everything could go, because I know, you know, Brookings lawmaker Larry Tiedemann, he came out and he had said, you know what, I think that this organization needs to be run just like the school boards, just because of the way that they were created, the way that this High School Activity Association was created. I believe that they should be no different than a school board, just by the way that the organization was set up. You know, it's hard to say at this point, you know, what certain lawmakers are going to think, but I think there's definitely definitely some viewpoints that were exposed today that the lawmakers are going to take into consideration. And it could bring out some very interesting discussion here next week when it's on the Senate floor.
You know, I can totally see the topic of they should be run the same way as a school board is. I mean, I can certainly see that idea. But I know the association, they have to deal with ineligible kids, whatever they've done, because they deal with these all the time. You know, they have to put certain programs on probation all the time. It just happens. And I can see, though, they would want to keep that kind of private, because otherwise, you know, if it's open book, you're going to know students why they were put on probation and things like that. So I can understand some sensitivity.
You're getting information that the general public, the media, doesn't have, and then you're opening a can of worms, and it's a slippery slope that I don't think once you open that, Nate, that they can go back to the way that it was.
No, and that's the thing. Like, there's such a negative rap right now between the High School Activities Association that the government has had to step in, and I think a lot of the local, you know, a lot of the local South Dakotans who either have a kid that's in athletics or any kind of activity, you know, they want to see action made. They want to see the general ideas. They want to see that this that there's nothing that's going to be hidden from the public, because I think what it comes down to is people don't want to make sure that these documents and stuff that the Activity Association is doing and some of the decisions, they want none of that to be private. They want all of that to be open, and the government feels that they need to step in to help address that. But by doing so, you know, there's so many other different scenarios that can be opened up that it's like, you know, maybe we should amend this. You know, maybe there's an exception here. And who knows what this bill might look like come 2-3 weeks from now. It could look completely different. There could be multiple amendments added, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. I think it's going to be fun, though. It definitely is, just because there's so many different viewpoints. There's, you know, there's 70 people in the House of Representatives, and I think each one of them would probably have a different opinion about this High School Activities Association and their own viewpoint on what some of the opposing views are. So it's going to get really interesting.
All right. Senate Bill 90 did pass, goes now to the state Senate. What's the deal on the House side? Is the same bill being looked at in the House on the House side?
The House side also, their bill's a little bit different because it doesn't include as much. Senate Bill 90 also requires the legislature to hold an annual audit and report the audits on the website for the public to see, whereas the House side just strictly deals with the open meeting laws. So it could get to an instance, too, where maybe both these get passed. If they're both amended, then we could see maybe a possibility of a conference committee at some point down the line. And, you know, there's a lot of bills that I think have the possibility to be brought to a conference committee when you look at, like, the state texting ban, things like that. But especially with this, since there's a bill on both the House and the Senate side, if even ground can't be met, I think we're going to maybe see a conference committee at some point.
Good stuff. Nate, great stuff, man. Way to go. You've been spending a lot of time in Pierre watching the legislative process for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy, guys.
There he goes. Nate Weck, sdpb.org.